Em, can you believe we are in our third season of Interview Boss?
Not really. It's crazy. But that means there are over 90 episodes we've made.
Oh my God. Scrolling through all of our episode titles, you might miss an episode that actually is exactly what you're looking for.
Yes, we get so many messages of people asking us to do an episode on something and we're like, we already have. So we've put together playlists to help you find the episodes that are best suited to you. If you're applying for jobs, we have episodes about resumes, cover letters, and job ads. If you've been offered your dream job, we have episodes on resigning, exit interviews, and how to impress at your new company.
Yes, and we even have a playlist for if you have an interview like tomorrow and you need just our most recommended episodes, just the ones you really need between now and then.
Exactly. It is all there for you. You can browse by category. Check out the playlist at www.interviewboss.com.au/podcast.
It is literally recruiters' jobs. So in most cases, they're looking at your application still. Those questions have just made it easier for them to prioritize them and to work through the applications.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Interview Boss. My name is Emma. I'm a radio journalist who's teamed up with my sister to give you advice, inspiration, and support when you're looking for that new job. Sarah is a HR and recruitment professional, and together we're here to give you all the tips, tricks, and behind the scenes knowledge to help you in your career.
Hey, Em, and welcome back, everyone. Em, you sound like you've got a bit of a cold today.
I do. I've been sick for about 2 weeks, hence why we had a little one-week hiatus, because it would have been painful to make you all listen to the sound of my voice. So I'm recovering, but I do sound a little nasally. I apologize. But we've got bigger things to talk about, like the Shoot Your Shot shout-out.
I know. Who is shooting their shot that we are shouting out?
Jess, who bought us 5 coffees and sent in this. Emma and Sarah, eternal thanks for the absolutely thoughtful, empathetic, actionable, and just generally rad podcast. That's my new favorite word, rad. Thank you so much.
Rad.
I found your podcast after my initial phone screen, and I listened to episodes in between every following round until I was finally offered the job. This 100% includes the listen to this before and after episodes. The sniffing on time disagreement during deep breaths made me chuckle every time I heard it and made my anxiety melt away. I would buy the coffees just for that magic alone. But I must also credit you both for a great perspective on the job hunt and interviewing. I think we'll just take a moment till Sarah recovers.
I listened to it again recently and it also made me laugh how angry you got at me. I think that's something that only siblings can understand. It's so good.
So
I love
triggering.
It.
We're meant to be breathing in unison and you're sniffing on the wrong time.
Do you know what's really funny though? I think I might have edited that one, or I listened to it when I was. It didn't sound like we were sniffing that differently in the recording, but I think to you there must have been a delay. So it sounded really bad. I was doing it at the same time.
Sure you were. Anyway, moving on.
I love that Jess loved it. I'll control myself. Keep
going.
Yes,
thank you. I think I probably could have gotten this job without listening to the podcast, but I don't think I would have felt so confident, engaged, and powerful in the process. I left every interview feeling like I'd shown up in a great way, but also that I'd gotten useful information about the company that would ultimately help me make my decision. Big thanks all the way from Missouri, USA. I said that right, didn't I? For cheering us all on to become interview bosses. Jess, that made my day.
That is so good. I feel like she really understands us. Like, thoughtful, empathetic, actionable, and rad. Like, we are all of those things. Thank you, Jess.
People always come up with the best. Like, people are so descriptive and I love it. It's so kind. They pick the best words to describe how we made them felt, and it gives me the warm and fuzzies.
And I really love what she said about, I could have got this job without you. I don't take offense to that whatsoever. I bet you could have, Jess. Of course you could have. But I love that you did even better by having some assistance. And I actually think we need to do an episode about this one day, of like all of the things that you can benefit from by doing an even better interview. Like, a good interview will get you the job. An amazing interview will get you the job with a higher higher salary offer. It'll get you the job with a boss that's excited to meet you. It'll get you the job with also a development plan, like all these other things that will come out of you doing even better in your interview. And I love that. I reckon Jess has nailed it. If you're like Jess and you think you can do it on your own, but you'd like to make sure that you do it even better, maybe the Interview Academy is right for you. It's just like an interview coaching session, except times by 5 or 6, because you get all of the videos on demand to work through step by step by step exactly what you need to do to have an incredible interview. Check it out at interviewboss.com.au. And you can also still book one-on-one sessions. You can check out all about them on the same website.
And if you have a situation or topic you would love us to cover, give us a follow on Instagram, slide into our DMs, and we'll do our best to add it to the list. We may not get back to you in time, but it might inspire an episode that will help others after you. So do the community some service.
Exactly. And we always love the ideas, but just make sure that you follow first and then slide.
Yes. Key ingredient.
Those are the rules. Emma will come after you.
I will.
So what are we talking about today, Em?
We're talking about screening questions.
Yes, these are the questions that you have to respond to when you're doing a job application, like those tick box kind of multiple choice questions that you have to answer. And they can be known as screening questions, application questions, whatever you want to call them. That's what we're talking about today. So we had a question from Elizabeth, and she said, I recently applied for a job that required 4 years of experience in HR, but I only have 3. I applied anyway, considering what everyone says about applying anyway, and I got rejected. Rejected.
Oh.
Well, Elizabeth must not have listened to that episode we have about saying the word rejected instead of I wasn't successful. And also she shot her shot, so props to her. Then she said, I'm guessing they didn't even read my resume or cover letter because sadly I had to select the button next to less than 4 years of experience on my application, which I'm assuming threw me into the not qualified pile. I got the rejection email 2 days after the applications closed. How do you shoot your shot with these jobs that you're not completely qualified for? But you can't get past the screening questions on the application to actually be considered. And she's put sigh.
Oh, this is so tough.
Isn't it?
She's trying to shoot her shot, but a stupid technological barrier is getting in the way. This wouldn't happen in the days of paper resumes.
Well, is it really getting in the way though? We're going to find out. So here's some general content for you on some screening questions, and then we'll get into the advice that we gave to Elizabeth. So general content about screening questions, we use them to save us time as a recruiter. That's why they're created. They're used to make things easier on our end. And sometimes your recruitment system might require you to put them in. Sometimes it's optional. I would like to think that most recruiters would be using them only when they needed to. If you weren't getting many applications for a certain job, like it was really hard to find people, I wouldn't think you'd add on heaps of screening questions because it's meant to save you time screening people for jobs where you might get lots of applications. So that's why I would use them. Some companies might use them on everything and they might use them for the kind of requirements that they have for the role. But the thing is, not all of them are knockout questions. Now, can you guess what a knockout question might be?
That if you don't meet it, you're immediately thrown in the bin.
Yes, exactly. They're not all like that. Some of them will be, and it's not the system that's doing that. Let's not blame recruitment systems. It's not about the ATS. It's not a robot. It's not the algorithm. It's humans who decided if someone ticks this, then I don't want to see their application.
For example, in my job as a journalist, you need a journalism degree because if you haven't went to uni to learn about defamation, you can't get a free ride on the airwaves. That's just not how it works.
Yeah, that's right. And maybe they're saying must have journalism degree or equivalent. And so if you don't tick that box, they're just not interested in looking beyond all that information. But it's up to the recruiter what they want to do. Sometimes they might just accept people's applications still, but they just have the ability to use that information because they've got that answer, yes or no. So they can do something with that question. Something that I might use as a knockout question is flat out negotiable stuff. Like even if I wanted to consider you, I wouldn't be able to. Like there is no wiggle room whatsoever. Something like, do you have the right to legally work in the country? And you say no, I don't even want to see your application because even if I really, really, really liked your application, there is nothing I can do with it because you can't work here.
Your hands are tied.
Yeah, exactly. So I would only use knockout questions for that kind of stuff. And I really believe that most companies would only be using knockout questions for that sort of stuff too.
Hey, job hunters, big news. Our all new course, Interview Academy, is live and ready to transform your interview game. It's all the strategies from Sarah's one-on-one coaching, but without the limited time slots.
Yep. It takes you step by step by step through crafting your career story, coming up with your awesome best bits, and all the practice you need.
And guess what?
It's at a special launch price, never to be seen again. Get more information at interviewboss.com.au/interview-academy. It's linked in the show notes below. Some of them are just application questions that give you a score or something like that in the back end. Sometimes they add up to a score. It's like 4 out of 5. You got, you know, that you matched with the preferred answers or something like that. Or there's no score and it just allows the recruiter to kind of filter the candidates. So an ATS, as we've learnt in previous episodes, is just like a database. It's just like a spreadsheet with everybody's names. And when you apply, you come into this database. And I want you to imagine those screening questions like extra columns in that spreadsheet. It just allows you to filter by that information if you wanted to. So if you had a spreadsheet with 100 names in it, you might want to filter by, I only want to see the people that have XYZ. And you might not knock the rest of them out and get rid of them. You just might sort it with the ones who match it highest at the top. You know what I mean? You want to see, did anybody match all of my criteria? Oh, actually, nobody did. So I'm going to look at the people who matched 4 out of 5 of my criteria. Okay, there's 5 of those. I'm going to look at the people who matched 3 out of 5 of my criteria. And you just kind of go down the list. It's just a way to start.
To organize your reviewing.
Yeah, if you just started with who applied first, you might miss someone who applied last who's actually highly qualified. Like, you just need some way to organize, prioritize, to help us screen things. And looking through someone's resume, you have to open it up to get that information so that the questions allow you to use different features of your applicant tracking system.
Would it be fair to say almost always a recruiter is still looking at your application?
Yes, I fully, fully believe that. And that's not just me saying that. This is recruiters that I follow on LinkedIn that work for big, massive companies. Our job is to screen candidates and to look through applications and to make sure we're reviewing everything that comes to us. That is literally recruiters' jobs. So in most cases, they're looking at your application still. Those questions have just made it easier for them to prioritize them and to work through the applications. And the thing, we're going to segue into advice for Elizabeth. The thing that gave me the hint that it probably wasn't a knockout question, what do you think?
2 days after applications closed, maybe?
Yes.
As in, if it was an automatic knockout, it would have been closer to the day, like the day applications closed, but 2 days means they looked at it.
Or even just after she applied, like if they were absolutely not willing to consider your application, I think it would have been rejected as soon as it came through, as soon as they saw it. Okay, let me get rid of all the people who didn't have that. But they didn't do that. They may have genuinely been looking for someone who had 4 years of experience. And like, we'll get into kind of what my advice to her is later, but I don't necessarily think that your application wasn't seen by anyone. That is an assumption. And I don't think that that's true. And it's getting her down. She's feeling like, I can't get through. I can't get through. You don't know that, is what I would say. So, Em, what advice do we have for Elizabeth?
Probably a bit of acceptance that unfortunately, these questions are set by the company and they're set for a reason, whatever that may be. That's what they need, the needs of the business, the direction they want to head in. It's just how it is.
And they have decided that they care about the number of years of experience, right? I think that's wrong. I don't like that. I think it's silly. I think someone who has 3.5 years versus 4 years, like, what's the difference, really, honestly?
You could have achieved way more awesome role climbing things in a couple years than just the numbers of 4.
Exactly. But it's up to them and they did it and it is what it is. I also think if they're the kind of company that made the choice to put the questions like that, then they're probably the kind of company that cares about the 4-year thing and that therefore, even if you did get through, like let's say you got through, that's what Elizabeth was kind of talking about. Even if you did get through, they wouldn't want to hire you because they care about the 4 years. Does that make sense? Like, it's like, yeah, sure, you could get through and they might make an exception for you. But if they cared enough to ask it in the first place, then they probably care enough to care about it at the other end as well. I think that's the thing. Often we think, oh, but if only I could get seen. It's like, well, they chose to do it that way. They must care about these rules.
And another important note, like we mentioned before, it is an assumption. I know it's so hard not to just jump to this thought pattern, but it's not necessarily the reason that you didn't hear back. They could have just looked at people who said 4+ years first, then looked at everyone. They aren't always just, you know, completely getting rid of anyone that doesn't meet those questions.
Yes. Exactly. You may have been absolutely considered, but there was someone else that they liked, particularly in HR. Let's say someone else who'd worked in the exact same industry before, and they were like, oh, this is super relevant. There's two people here. Maybe those people even only had 3 years experience as well, but they cared about something different. They were asking that information to collect it so that they could do something with it, so that they could then go to the next stage of screening and work out what they wanted to do with it next. So it may not actually be the reason that you didn't get through. You can't possibly know that. And I want to challenge anyone out there who's saying XYZ is the reason I didn't get the job. Unless you were told that, you don't know that.
This is such a hard belief to challenge, but it will set you free. And I would say to her last part of her question, how do you shoot your shot with these jobs you're not completely qualified for, but can't get past the screening questions? You keep shooting your shot. It's amazing that you're applying. Keep doing it. Don't let this discourage you. Keep putting them in, even if there's a few silly little screening questions. Some nerd in HR might just be a sucker for an Excel search function and they just want to streamline things. But yeah, remember how we always talk about how someone will have a perception or an idea that there was a certain reason they didn't get a job, and then they'll try and change themselves because of that and think, oh, I just need 4 years, so I'm going to put everything on hold, work till I've got 4 years, then I'll start applying. Or, you know, they try and mold themselves, but you could apply for the next job and they don't have any boxes, or they have a box saying 1 year or 2 years. Your time will come.
Or even you do the exact same thing and they're asking for four and you have three, but you get through.
Yeah. And then you get hired. Yeah.
Yes. So I don't want you or anyone listening to be put off or scared by screening questions. Because I can see how if you felt like this was the reason you didn't get through, next time you see screening questions and you get to that question, you might just abandon your application and be like, oh, don't even worry about it. I'm just not even going to bother because they're going to reject me straight away again. You don't know what the knockout questions are. And it is quite unusual for you to be instantly rejected for something like years of experience. They're asking because they want to collect the info, but it doesn't necessarily knock you out straight away. Shoot your shot.
You can't tar them all with the same brush.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Hang in there, Elizabeth. You're doing so good. Keep shooting your shot. We're so proud of you.
We are.
You can do it.
You can. Thanks so much for listening to Interview Boss. If you like hearing the sound of our voices, follow us on Apple or Spotify, or better yet, tell someone else about the show. You guys recommend us so often that we hear it from other listeners that they heard through a friend, and we love that so much. For more advice, inspiration, and a supportive community, chuck us a follow on Instagram. Our follow account there is nowhere near our followers who are actually listening to the podcast. Go and show us some love.
We've been your job search besties and helped you in some way. There's a cool way you can support the show. Shout us a virtual coffee.
We get a huge kick out of reading all of your success stories. Head to buymeacoffee.com/interviewboss and shout us a cuppa.
If you keep us caffeinated, we can keep the content coming.